Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see, connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for today's lesson called Customer Troubles. Of course, we've been joining Ben and his Uncle Bob as they are discussing how to help Ben's business, his and Sandy's business. And of course, in any business, if you have customers, you might come across some customers who are a little bit difficult to work with. That's what we're going to be talking and learning about in this lesson, Customer Troubles. Well, I do wonder, have you ever felt maybe cheated in some business deals where you were trying to sell something, or maybe you wanted to buy something and you felt cheated? Maybe it wasn't worth the trouble. Carolyn?
Well, there was one time that I was at a fruit market, and you know, you can negotiate the prices, you can discuss the prices and haggle a little bit. Well, this man wanted to sell me some very ripe bananas for 80 NT.
Wow. Okay, very ripe bananas. 80, is that expensive or cheap?
That is very expensive for bananas.
Yeah, it is. You know, my friend was in China. They were on the Great Wall of China, and he bought a scroll for 200 renminbi. And he found the same one somewhere else for 20 renminbi. So, of course, he felt a little bit cheated. Well, there are many ways you might feel cheated in business deals, and I think every country has this problem. And every business deal, you want to try to be fair and honest. Let's get started with today's lesson, Customer Troubles.
Customer Troubles. Negotiating skills are an important part of customer service.
Hey, Uncle Bob.
Hi, Ben. How's business?
Okay, but I'm having trouble with some customers.
What kind?
I feel like they are taking advantage of me. I keep getting pushed into doing more work for less pay.
Give me an example.
Okay. When I give one of my customers a price quote for a job, he'll agree to the price. But then, when we're about to sign the contract, he'll say something like, "Technical support is part of this package, right?"
So, what do you do?
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Running a business can be very hard. In this month's business article, we'll rejoin Ben and Uncle Bob as they discuss how to deal with customers who want more but want to pay less. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Push someone into something. Push someone into something is an idiom. I keep getting pushed into helping Tina with her homework. Negotiation. Negotiation is a noun. The negotiations for the new contract will start next week. Nibble. Nibble is a noun. The fish took a nibble from the bread. Concession. Concession is a noun. I'm sorry, but I can't make any concessions. Counteract. Counteract is a verb. The doctor gave her medicine to counteract the poison. Let's jump right into our article and find out more.
All right, let's go to the top of this lesson. We read, negotiating skills are an important part of customer service. So we're talking about negotiating skills, the skill of negotiating with people. This is an important part of serving your customers.
It is. It's very important to be able to talk to them, to be able to discuss prices and services. So it is a very important part. And this month, Ben Johnson needs Uncle Bob's help to deal with customers who want too much for too little.
All right. They want too many things, too much, maybe in the way of services, for too little money. They don't want to pay that much for these services. Of course, you could turn that phrase around, right, Carolyn? You could also say you're asking too little for too much.
That's right. So you can do it the other way as well. Usually when I hear this phrase, it's too little and there's just too much. So you can reverse them.
All right. Well, let's get started with this conversation. I'll be Ben for today. Ben says, hey, Uncle Bob.
Hi, Ben. How's business?
Okay, but I'm having trouble with some customers. Well, hey, I want to talk about that phrase there. When you're having trouble with something, that means it's giving you problems. You could say, I'm having trouble with my homework. My car is giving me some problems. I'm having trouble with my car. And it seems like Ben is having some trouble with some customers. These are some difficult customers. We talked before about difficult workers. Well, here are some difficult customers.
And Uncle Bob has a question for you, Ben. What kind?
What kind of trouble? Well, I feel like they are taking advantage of me. I keep getting pushed into doing more work for less pay.
Oh, that's great. There are some words there that we can talk about, Ben. Now, getting pushed into something. That is from our word bank. And if you are pushed into doing something or you push someone into doing something, that means that they have to do it. They are forced to do it and don't really have a choice.
That's right. Maybe they're pressured to do something. You could say, well, actually, I would encourage you, don't let your friends push you into doing something that is not wise. Or don't let your friends push you into making bad decisions for your life. Of course, it's easy to listen to your friends and to want to please them, but sometimes they might push you into doing something you shouldn't do.
That is true. They might also try to take advantage of you, or other people might try to take advantage of you, and that is a phrase that we had learned before in one of our point of view lessons. A girl's friend, Veronica, seemed to be taking advantage of her and telling secrets. Well, we want to make sure that you do not get taken advantage of and that you do not get pushed into doing anything you don't want to do. But that does not seem to be the case for poor Ben.
That's right. Well, Uncle Bob, he says, give me an example. He wants an example of how customers are pushing him to do something he doesn't want to do. Well, what does Ben say here?
Oh, are we going to switch? I can be Ben now?
Sure.
Oh, great. Okay, well. Okay, when I give one of my customers a price quote for a job, he'll agree to the price.
Well, so far so good. Of course, in a business deal, you want to negotiate a price. And so here, we want to talk about a word quote. The word quote, we're talking about a price quote for a job. That means Ben is offering a price. This quote.
Yes, so a quote is how much someone is going to pay, and they use the word price to make sure that we understand that it is about money and not about what someone says, because other times you can use this word quote to refer to words that a person has said. There are many famous quotes out there that people like to quote, but here, prices. So he'll agree to the price, but then, when we're about to sign the contract, he'll say something like, technical support is part of this package, right?
Very interesting. So it seems like the price quote is already said, everything is negotiated, but then at the very last minute, the customer wants something extra. So he'll say something like this. Maybe he doesn't say these words. Maybe he doesn't say technical support as part of this package. He says something like that.
And Uncle Bob has a question. So, what do you do?
Very good question. Well, we're going to find out more about this conversation. We're going to see what Ben does after the break. But for now, let's learn more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
大家好，我是 Michelle。 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 push someone into something 这个成语。 push 在这里有一种逼迫或施加压力的意思，所以 push someone into something 是指强迫某人或逼迫某人做某件事。例如 Howard felt that he was pushed into taking over his father's business。 Howard 觉得他被勉强去接管父亲的事业。或者是 Max got pushed into joining the football team by his friends。 Max 被朋友们逼得加入了足球队。接下来我们看的是 package 这个名词。 package 在这里是指整套的服务或商品，或者是整套协议中的条件。例如 The package includes train tickets and a one night stay at the Hilton。 这个套装旅游包括了火车票和希尔顿饭店一晚的住宿。或者是 I thought medical insurance was included in the package。 我以为医疗保险是包括在协议当中的。We've just finished the first half of our first day of this business article, Customer Troubles. And we've been listening to a very serious conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob, talking about negotiating with customers. Ben feels like some of his customers are taking advantage of him, and he's getting pushed into lowering his prices or giving themextra things that were not part of the original deal. Well, we will find out what Ben does about this in the next part of our reading. Let's do that now.
Customer Troubles.
What can I do? I basically agree to whatever he's asking.
It sounds like you're having trouble with negotiations.
Negotiations?
Yes, your customer is using a negotiating strategy called the nibble.
The nibble?
It's called the nibble because each of those little requests is like a little bite. It's effective because you've already made the deal in your mind, and the extra concessions seem small compared to the bigger deal.
What can I do to stop the nibble?
There are many ways to counteract the nibble. The easiest is probably just to show your customer a written price list that lays out the costs of additional features or services.
Okay, so just before the break, Uncle Bob was asking Ben what he did when a customer said something like, technical support is part of the package. He wanted something extra. Well, what does Ben say here?
Ah, okay, I will be Ben again. What can I do? I basically agree to whatever he's asking.
What can I do?Maybe you feel like this sometimes. You feel like you don't really have a choice in something. So you can ask, what can I do? Well, Uncle Bob says here, it sounds like you're having trouble with negotiations.
Oh, that is a great word right there, Gabe, Uncle Bob. Negotiations. It is from our word bank. A negotiation is to make a deal, to discuss something. One side wants something, another side wants something different, and you need to negotiate or have a negotiation so that both people will be happy.
It's true. So maybe you can use this as a verb as well. You negotiate a deal, or you're negotiating something so that you can agree on something. Carolyn, you know, we didn't really negotiate well today on who was going to be Ben and who was going to be...Uncle Bob, did we?
No, we didn't have a very good negotiation. We keep switching back and forth. Maybe we should decide that now.
Okay, well, how about you be Uncle Bob and I'll be Ben?
Okay. I will agree to that deal, so I am now Ben.
Right, well, I'll be Uncle Bob. Okay, here we go. Uncle Bob says, he says yes. Your customer is using a negotiating strategy called the nibble.
Oh, the nibble. So Ben asked, negotiations? He's not quite sure what he means about this word. And it is a strategy called the nibble. Now, the nibble is a word from our word bank. Mm-hmm. To nibble something just means to take a small bite out of it. Maybe a mouse nibbles a piece of cheese, or a fish nibbles some bait when you're trying to go fishing. It doesn't actually eat the whole thing, just a little bite. But is that what we mean here, Gabe?
Well, no, it's not. But sometimes I like to nibble too, Carolyn. I mean, if there's a really delicious dessert and I only have one, I won't eat the whole thing really quickly. I'll just take little nibbles here and there. Of course, this can be a verb or a noun. You can nibble on something or take a little nibble. But here in this lesson, we're talking about something else. Uncle Bob, he describes this. He says, it's called the nibble because each of those little requests is like a little bite.
Ah, so you have answered Ben's question. The nibble? Oh, yes. So each one is a little bite. And how does that continue, Uncle Bob?
Well, it's effective because you've already made the deal in your mind, and the extra concessions seem small compared to the bigger deal.
Great, Uncle Bob. You've just used another word from the word bank, the word concessions. Now, if you make a concession, it means that you give something up. It's not really something that you want to do, but you decide to let it go.
That's right. Maybe you're arguing about something with a friend, and just to settle the argument, you agree to do something that you don't really feel like doing, okay? That's making a concession of some kind. So it can also apply to these little things that your customers want. They could be concessions. You just give it to them just because you like the bigger deal.
That's right. So Ben asks, what can I do to stop the nibble?
Good question. And a great place for us to go and visit Ken and Steve in the Information Cloud. They have a lot to say about questions.
English punctuation is sometimes likened to the notation on a music score. It instructs us how to read and speak with appropriate rhythms and melodies, showing us when and how to navigate transitions and accents.
Now, one of those notations is the question mark. Born in the 8th century, it originally looked like a lightning bolt striking from right to left.
Eventually, it morphed into what we know it as today, a symbol that looks something like a seahorse.
Right. You'll often see question marks in dialogues and narratives. In formal articles, not so much.
Question marks are used to express surprise, skepticism, and uncertainty. Mostly, though, they're used for direct questions like, are you hungry?
But beware, they are not needed for indirect questions, as in, she asked if I was hungry.
Right. Question marks are also used when there is missing or unknown information. For example, since we're not really sure when Joan of Arc was born, we might see her date of birth written January 6th, 1412, then the question mark in parentheses.
That's right. Finally, except for very informal situations like, say, texting, avoid using more than one question mark at a time.
有没有注意到今天的课文里头有许多的 question mark, 问号，这是因为 Ben 需要 Uncle Bob 的协助，所以他问了他许多的问题。讲到问号，除了用于问句之外，也可以用来表达惊讶、怀疑跟不确定。比如说，如果你对某个年份不是很确定，你就可以在年份的后面加上一个括弧，里头打一个问号，显示那只是一个推测。另外 ,indirect questions, 间接疑问句，例如 ,she asked if I was hungry, 这种句子的后面是不用打问号的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. I no longer have any questions about question marks. Now, Uncle Bob, how do we continue?
Ah, yes. There are many ways to counteract the nibble.
Counteract. Great, Uncle Bob, you keep using all of our word bank words. Now, to counteract something means to stop something from happening. It was going to happen, but you do something to stop it.
It's true. For example, many people want to lose weight. Maybe you went on a vacation and you gained a lot of weight. Well, you can counteract that by exercising as well. So there are things you can do to counteract something you don't want.
That's right. So if you like to eat, enjoy eating lots of different kinds of food, you can exercise to counteract gaining weight. Well, how do you continue, Uncle Bob?
Yes, thank you. The easiest is probably just to show your customer a written price list that lays out the costs of additional features or services. I like this advice because a written price list is kind of like a list of rules. The customer can't argue with the rules. Right now it's time for us to continue enjoying a review skit, and then we'll learn something with Michelle in the language lab.
What's wrong, Ben? Are you okay?
Well...
Ooh, how's business? Is that the problem?
Yes, I'm having trouble with some customers.
Ooh, what kind of trouble?
They are taking advantage of me.
What do you mean?
I'm getting pushed into doing more work for less pay.
Oh, no. Give me an example, Ben.
I gave one customer a quote for a job, and he agreed to pay the price.
So what happened?
Then, just before he signed the contract, he asked for more.
Oh, no. So what did you do?
I agreed to what he wanted.
Oh, you're having trouble with negotiations.
Negotiations?
Yeah, your customers are using a negotiating strategy. It's called the nibble.
The nibble?
Yeah. All of those requests, they make them just a little at a time, like a little bite.
Yeah, I think I've already made a big deal, and that makes the concession seem small.
So you need to counteract the nibble.
But how?
Show your customer a written price list of additional features and services.
Oh. So I should show customers the cost before they nibble?
Yeah. Oh, hey, while you're here, can you help me move some furniture?
Uncle Bob, no nibbling.
Yeah.
OK, 继续我们看的是 concession 这个名词。Concession 是指妥协或让步。例如 the company decided to make a concession in order to get the contract signed. 为了要签订这个合同，公司决定要让步。或者是 the president declared that the government would make no concessions to the terrorists. 总统宣布政府绝不跟恐怖分子妥协。所以我们看的是 counteract 这个动词。Counter 这个字首有反对的意思，所以 counteract 是指对抗、抵抗或者是抵制。例如 ,the doctor prescribed some medicine to counteract the side effects of the treatment. 医生开了一些可以抵制治疗所造成的副作用的药物。或者是 new measures were taken to counteract bullying at school. 为了要抵制霸凌，学校采取了新的措施。And let's head back to our teachers now.
Well, I'm enjoying this conversation between Ben and Uncle Bob, and I wonder, have you ever negotiated a good deal with someone, either a customer or a owner of a business or a business? Carolyn?
Well, I usually don't sell a whole lot of things, but I did negotiate a pretty good deal when I was traveling in China. I got a very good price on some of the things that I wanted to buy there.
All right. Well, I hope that was a win-win situation. Good for everybody. Thank you for joining us today. And of course, we have more to learn about customer troubles next time here on Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
See you.